name of God. In the name of God. Lesson 7, Classical Conditioning. Learning takes place when a person or an animal has an experience that changes his or her behavior. Classical conditioning is a type of learning. During classical conditioning, people and animals learn to respond to a new stimulus the same way that they respond to a previous stimulus. A previous stimulus that you respond to it without training is called an unconditioned stimulus, UX. Your response to an UX is called an unconditioned response, UCRA. Ivan Pavlov gave an unconditioned stimulus and a neutral stimulus to a dog at the same time. He discovered that the dog learns to respond to the neutral stimulus in the same way that it responds to the unconditioned stimulus. If you watch an action movie, when the main characters are in danger, you will feel tense. If the movie plays the same song every time the characters are in danger, you will feel tense. When you hear the music, even if you are not watching the movie, the song was a neutral stimulus. It did not make you feel tense before you saw the movie. After Condisoft-Shining, the neutral stimulus, the song is called a conditioned stimulus CS, and your response is called a conditioned response CR. Sometimes you respond to a neutral stimulus that is similar to the conditioned stimulus. This is called Gensoft-Aralization. For example, if you are conditioned to feel tense, when you hear a certain song, you might feel tense when you hear other songs with a similar beat. Classical conditioning is not always permanent. If the conditioned stimulus soft-less and the unconditioned stimulus are not given together for a long time, the conditioned stimulus stops working. It does not stimulate conditioned response. This is called extinction. The end of the text of Lesson 7, Classical Conditioning. The end of the text.